life lets you down, you feel more broken than whole. When the wounds go deeper than words, and you can't tell a soul. I may not know what you're going through. I may not can make that high mountain move. But one thing I found, I really want you to know. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy or your deepest pain, you're really just needing an answer. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. Friend, do you think the Maker and Giver of life is far too busy to care about your trouble and strife? He sees the sparrow that falls to the ground, and he hears the tears that don't make a sound. If you only knew how precious you are in his sight. If it matters to you, he wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy or your deepest pain, you're really just needing an answer. If it matters to you, it matters to Master. If it's your greatest joy or your deepest pain, or really just needing an answer, if it matters to you, it doesn't only matter to you. If it matters to you, it matters to
Ephesians chapter number 2. We're going to be reading a verse here in just a minute. But I don't know if any of y'all's ever heard anything like this when you was a child and growing up, but maybe if you didn't hear it, maybe you've said it. Sit up straight, boy. Quit slouching in that chair. Stand up straight. Be still. Quit all that moving and wiggling around. Boy, if you keep making a face like that, it's going to stick. You know, I've met a few people I think that happened to. Amen. They made a face and it stuck, and it's been that way for a long time. Amen. But this morning, we're going to talk about our posture. Not our physical posture, but our spiritual posture. Posture can be defined as the position of the body in space that maintains balance during both dynamic movements and static position. It represents the body's automatic and unconscious reaction to the force of gravity, our posture, maintaining balance. My balance not near as good as it used to be. Things happen in this life. Sometimes gravity takes over. You see, we move around and we've got gravity. Man, that's one way to watch the preacher. Amen. But you know, every one of us has been to a place sometime where gravity took over and we fail. And so it happens that way from time to time. But we can probably also say that sometimes we've lost our spiritual balance and we've failed. But this morning I want to begin in Ephesians chapter number 2 and want to read a verse to us and look here as we see Paul's posture or his position and how that position leads to God's blessings. Amen. So we start in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 6. It says, "And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Not only is Paul seated with Christ in heavenly places, but all who have put their faith and their trust in Christ Jesus, amen, to save them are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. By our union with Him, we are seen as already delivered from this present world and seated with Christ in glory. This is how God sees us. So Paul's this first position, he was seated with Christ in heavenly places. To sit down, to be seated in heavenly places is such a blessing, and one that it says that we have presently. That we have presently. To sit together with Christ in heavenly places is a position of honor. It's a position of joy. It's a position that we can have rest from our labors. We can be at rest with Christ. We all know what it is to come in and to say, "I need just sit down. I just need to sit down for a little bit. Amen. I need to take a load off." Amen. And Paul said here, he said, we're seated in Christ Jesus. We're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We can rest from our labors. We can rest from our weariness because we're God's children and we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. And so we see Him there, and that seating in Christ, it speaks to us about the safety and the security that we have in Christ Jesus, that we can sit down and we can rest in Christ Jesus. It adds happiness to our life, and the happiness is brought to full when we realize that it's not just us that we're seated with, but we're seated with all the saints of God and with Christ Himself. Amen. Paul said He's seated with Christ in heavenly places. So He had a posture that, amen, He was seated with Christ. Amen, He had come aside from this world, and amen, He had given His heart and His life to Jesus Christ to be seated in heavenly places. And I pray, God help us to appropriate that position of being seated with Christ as Paul did. He knew it was a blessing to, no matter what happened, no matter what was going on in his life, amen, he could look back and say, amen, thank God I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places. And so he was seated with Christ. But amen, and we look in verse 20, we'll see that Paul was built up. In chapter 2 and verse 20, "And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone." Paul is built upon Christ. Now what are we building on? Amen. I pray that we're built up and we're built upon Christ. Paul was anchored to the foundation that was Christ. That was his foundation. That's where he was. The prophets of the Old Testament, the apostles of the New Testament, amen, they agreed together and they were laying the one and only foundation, Jesus Christ. The foundation was not the prophets, it was not the apostles, but the foundation was Jesus Christ. Amen. They were a part of the building, but the foundation itself, as this verse tells us here in verse number 20, in the second half of this verse, it says, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen. And that answers to what it says in Matthew 16 and 18 when Jesus spoke to Peter about the foundation of the church and about upon this rock I'm going to build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Amen. The church was built upon Christ. The foundation was Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. And so we must be built upon Christ. Amen. The building that we are erecting must stand upon the foundation of Christ and Christ alone. Amen. We probably all can remember the story that's been told of the two men that they built their house. One of them, where did he build it? He built it on the sand. Where did the other build? Amen. He built upon the rock. And see what happened. The storms of life came. And when the storms of life came, that was built upon the sand was destroyed, but that was upon the rock, amen, it stayed firm. Amen. And so Paul said here in verse number 20, he said, I'm built upon Christ. And I pray this morning that we are built and we are building upon Christ. But if we turn over to chapter number 3, we find a new position. In chapter 3 and verse 14, it says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We see here, thirdly, we see Paul on a bowed knee. For this is our walk. But he said, a walk worthy of our vocation wherewith we are called. God has placed us in the body of who? The body of Christ. And so he says to walk worthy of that calling. We are Christ's children. And so, therefore, we need to walk as children of, the Bible says, of light. Because we've been called out of darkness into light. And so he says walk. And this was Paul's walk. Now his walk was strewn with many difficulties. He was beaten, he was whipped, he was stoned, he was left for dead. But amen, but he had a consistent walk. He walked with Christ. Enoch, the Bible said, walked with God and he was not, for God took him. Our walk. God help us to walk. And then he says in chapter number 4 and verse number 15, the fifth thing here in verse number 15, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Now here in these verses, he speaks of growing up. Growing up. We've got all different ages in here. And he says to grow up. The Bible speaks about growing up. It speaks about being babes in Christ and about coming to maturity. And that's what Paul here is speaking of, is to that we grow up into Christ, into all things. And, you know, really it seems like in this hour that we live, boy, this is a mouthful, because it seems like to me as I look around, there's a generation that don't want to grow up. I mean, there's a generation that don't want to grow up. But God help us in the church to grow up into Christ, into all things. What's that mean? That means in every area of our lives, we need to become more and more like Christ. In every area of our life, we become more and more like Him. And as the head of the church, which is Christ, as the head has His way in the church, His body, the church, will give a more accurate view of who Jesus is. You know, if we're honest, we sometimes don't give a very accurate view of who Jesus is. I mean, you know, Peter did, you know, Peter that night when they came, boy, he grabbed that sword and cut off his ear. Whoop. Peter, when he was asked, was he one of the disciples? You know, were you? Well, he was with them, not me. Not me. Sometimes we don't give a good, accurate picture of Jesus. But amen, guess what Peter did? He grew up. He grew up in Christ Jesus. Amen. And he stood and he preached and his life reflects, amen, the growth that he had. And I pray God help us to grow up. Once upon a time, we were at a ball field. And I think Caitlin was playing softball, and as we were there, there was this boy, a big old boy, you know, looked to be, I don't know, 10 or 12 years old. And but he was acting like a 4 or 5 year old. And I thought, my goodness, I need to get a handle on him. Yeah, I mean, he's acting like a 4 or 5 year old. And so on the way home, I mentioned it. I mentioned how that boy is acting like a 5 year old, I said. The young'uns kind of chuckled. And they said, Daddy, he is a 5 year old. I said, well, that explains a lot then. Amen. Though he was big in size, amen, he was still just a 5 year old. And guess what? He was acting like a 5. His behavior came more appropriate when I realized that, amen, he was just 5. And so it is for us. Amen. It's all right. It's a great testimony that we can say with the blind man that, amen, I was once blind, but now I see. But, amen, if they'd have done that same interview with that blind man 20 years later, I hope he could tell them more than I was just, I don't know who he is, but I was blind and now I see. Listen, that's a great testimony. And, amen, if that's all we can do is tell somebody what Jesus has done for us, amen, that's what we need to do. But his testimony should grow. Amen. Grow up into Christ. And then he says the sixth thing, if we turn over to chapter number 6 and verse number 14. And he's talking about the armor and about the warrior. And he says in verse number 14 of chapter 6, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Stand. God help us in 2025 to stand. Amen. Help us to stand. To stand is not always the easy thing to do. But amen, he said that we need to stand. We sing the old hymn, stand up for Jesus. Starts off, verse number 1, you soldiers of the cross, stand up for Jesus. Verse number 2, the trumpet call, obey. Verse 3 speaks about stand in his strength alone. Verse number 4, it says, stand up for Jesus. The strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. Stand up for Jesus. And amen, here, this posture that he says that he gets to here in chapter 6 and verse 14 where he says just to stand. Where did it all start? It all started back with being seated in Christ Jesus. God saved me, and he seated me in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we begin our walk, our Christian growth. We begin to learn we were seated there in Christ Jesus, and we begin to be built up in Christ Jesus. We learn to bow our hearts and our knee before him and to pray and amen and to walk worthy of the vocation where we've been called and to grow up into Christ. And Paul gets here and he said, stand. And you know what? Sometimes when we've done all that we can do, we have to stand against the wiles of the devil. And when we've done all, amen, just stand. Stand. What's it mean to stand? It means to keep your ground. Don't desert the cause. Don't desert the army, the church of the living God. Continue in the station where God has put you. Continue in the place where God would have you. Keep your post. Be on watch. Stand guard. Because we have an enemy, the Bible said, like a roaring lion that walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Our spiritual position in Christ Jesus makes possible our victorious walk here on this earth. And the postures that we represent, the postures that we have in our spiritual life, amen, different times and different places, but God help us with our spiritual posture, that we're growing up in Christ Jesus, that we're walking, that we're standing firm and solid, and we rest all this on the foundation of Christ. Amen, because, amen, if you've been seated with Him, amen, you've been saved. And amen, this morning I ask, God help us when we've done all to stand. And I'd ask you this morning to stand with us. And every head bowed and every eye closed. If you have a need this morning while we wait just a minute, if you have a prayer need, I pray you come while we wait this morning.